morning, it's time for the ship report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, June 19th, 2018. We have 21 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got on the Columbia River bar at the very mouth of the river where it barrels into the Pacific Ocean. We have combined seas 3 to 5 feet through tomorrow. Seas are temporarily built to about 6 feet during those max ebb current times I'm always telling you about. We have one around 10 a.m. this morning, another around 11 tonight, and another around 11:15 tomorrow morning. So about every 12 hours, you can expect an ebb, a max ebb current period on the river where the current just reaches its maximum speed. And when you think of all the billions of gallons of water, cubic meters, tons, however you want to think about it, of water barreling down from Canada, that's a significant very dynamic area when all that water hits the Pacific Ocean. Today, overall, on our marine weather forecast, we have south winds about 2 to 5 knots, moving around to the northwest in the afternoon as the weather moves through. Wind waves from the southwest 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, or they'll shift around to the northwest with the wind later on to about 2 feet at 4 seconds apart. And we have those west swells coming in from further out to sea, 5 feet high at about 12 seconds apart. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about cargo and about something they just said on NPR about soybeans. But first, soybeans are exported out of the Columbia River, and a lot of that goes to Asia, to China. What's going to happen there? But anyway, let's take a look at our today's schedule. We have 8 inbounders, 9 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The Fortune Daisy is arriving from Japan, headed to the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be there by about 7:30 this morning. She's a wheat ship. She'll head upriver eventually to pick up wheat. The Alfred Ann is arriving from Los Angeles. She's also headed to Astoria's Anchorage. She'll be there around 9:30. The research vessel Geo Resolution is coming into the Anchorage off Astoria. She will be there maybe by about noontime. The MV Pistis is arriving from Russia. She's headed for Astoria's Anchorage. Getting there will be around 1 p.m. The Pacific Action is arriving from South Korea, a bulk carrier headed for Vancouver Anchorage, but she's going to the port of Vancouver to pick up bentonite clay. Kitty litter, as I like to say, but it is a very absorbent clay material, one of our mineral cargoes that's used in many industrial uses. Among them, it is used as material for kitty litter because it has the capacity to pull liquids out of a medium. It's used to clarify wine. It's used for lots of things where you need to precipitate some sort of something that's dissolved in a liquid. You can use bentonite clay to pull that out. The Lorient is arriving from China. She's headed for the Astoria Anchorage. Getting there maybe around 5:30 p.m. She's a wheat ship. The ATB, articulated tug and barge rig, the Dublin Sea, is arriving from Anacortes, Washington, headed for Portland for berth and handles refined petroleum. And after that, we'll have the Flipper. She's a bulk carrier arriving from Russia, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be there in the wee hours, very early tomorrow morning. The Alfred N in the Astoria Anchorage will be there until about, she's arriving, let's see, looks like she's going to be there until tomorrow, and then she's going to head up to Port Westward, to which is at Clavston either. There are berths there. She will be picking up, I'm not exactly sure what cargo these days. It used to be crude oil, and now it may be something related to ethanol, but I'll double check on that and tell you about it tomorrow. We have some vessels awaiting anchor, awaiting orders at anchor. The Lita, the Calliope L, the Rodon Amarandon, the Roscoe Lemon, the Golden Rose, the G.H. Glory, the S.T. Sophia, and the Antares. They are all awaiting orders in the Astoria Anchorage, and also by Rice Island. Some of them are up there. And our outbounders, the Saldana, is leaving Vancouver. Could have steel or lumber there, could have been cargo. The Star Mariella is leaving Kalama, corn, soy, or wheat. Soybeans, a lot of soybeans go out of Kalama, at least they did. The Maipo River is leaving Longview with petcoke on board. That's a byproduct of crude oil refining. It's a fuel. And the ATB Sound Alliance, she's a Crowley vessel, is heading out of Portland this evening. Refined petroleum is her cargo there. NPR just mentioned that soybeans, that China is looking to grow more of its own soybeans and get less of it from us. So that is the result of tariffs that you've heard about that are being imposed on China by the United States. And we are a big exporter of things like soybeans. So when things like this happen, we're a big cargo area where cargo goes out of here. That can be an issue. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the major commodities that we see going out of the river. We see the ships coming in, coming and going. They're beautiful. I love them. They're primarily a medium. They're part of the supply chain of business. So they're coming in because there's cargo to be sold and traded and moved around. So here are some of the things you've heard me talk about. Wheat, the Columbia River, Snake River system, which is the Columbia and the Snake Rivers together, which go all the way up to Lewis and Idaho. Together, that river system is the nation's single largest wheat export gateway, transporting over 50% of all U.S. wheat to markets overseas. 11 states export through our rivers. Moved over 12 million tons of wheat in 2016. And a lot of that barging from inland west, a lot of it comes down on barges to ports like Vancouver and in Portland. The deep draft lower Columbia River is how they describe it, and barges inland of that. Now, soybeans. The Columbia River is the second in the nation for soy exports, with over 9 million tons transported in 2016. So there could be a significant impact if China shifts and decides not to import so many soybeans from us. We represent 25% of all U.S. soybean exports. So they're used, soybeans are a protein source. They're used in animal feed. They're used in lots of products that we eat. And so soybeans are a significant economic driver. Another thing is wood products on the Columbia River, Snake River system. In 2016, 2.7 million tons of logs were exported, primarily out of Longview. We do have logs exported out of the Port of Astoria as well. But Longview logs were destined for China. So there could be an issue there with tariffs. We'll have to see. 62% of Washington State's log exports moved through the Port of Longview and neighboring Weyerhaeuser and Capstone facilities, helping to make the river system here the top exporter of wood products on the West Coast. Autos are a big deal here. The Columbia Snake River system is a national leader for auto imports and exports. 87,000 Subarus were imported at the Port of Vancouver, the Port of Portland. Over 240,000 Hondas, Toyotas, and Hyundais were imported, and we are sending Fords back to Asia. So the Port of Portland is the top auto export gateway on the West Coast, with over 50,000 cars exported to Asia in 2016. Those are primarily Fords, from what I understand. That's about all I have time for today. I can talk some more tomorrow with you about the mineral bulk and corn, which is a big deal also. So lots and lots of cargo being handled on the Columbia River. You've been listening to the ship report, show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.